and Dawaloan. I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The Skeena Salmon Arts Festival Society received a grant in the amount of $677,000. The announcement comes on November 9th from the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture, Sports, and is going towards the installation of the new Siggy Get Art Sculpture Project. CFNR talked with Dave Gordon, the president of the Skeena Salmon Arts Festival Society, about the project. I can get your name and position.
Good morning. My name is Dave Gordon, and I am the president and founder of the Skeena Salmon Arts Fest Society.
We're actually here to talk about the sculpture that'll be taking place in the roundabout.
We're really excited about this installation in the roundabout in Thornhill and on Kitsilis territory. We've commissioned three of the region's most talented artists to create this piece of work. Stan Bevan, well known in the Northwest as a master carver and one of the founders of Frida Deasing School, will lead the center sculpture carving, and he has a really strong team of experts that will support him in that. Two other artists, Mike Sorochin and Roderick Brown, will be carving the six salmon that will swim around the outside of the center sculpture and adding aluminum and metal accents to the artwork that will pick up the highlights of the lighting and of the lights from the vehicles as they pass by.
Skeena Salmon Arts is spearheading this project.
Yes.
And who is funding it?
It's coming from the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture, and Sport. And we're really grateful that they have stepped up and funded the entire ask that we put in our grant request. The benefit of having one grantor provide this level of money just makes the whole project so much simpler to manage and, you know, creates a high level of certainty that we'll get it done.
Okay, so what is the cost of the funding for this project?
The province of BC has given us $677,000 for the project.
How long has it taken for this project to get?
We're in year six from concept to funding, and we've got probably another year or so to go while the artists do the work and we have installation. So it's been a long go. We had this thing called a pandemic in the middle, so that sort of put a halt on a lot of activities, this one included, for a couple of years. But once that settled down, we resurrected the project again, found a grant stream that looked like it aligned, and worked with our community partners to create a project proposal, and the government loved it.
Why this location?
Well, the Ministry of Transportation had a community consultation workshop in Thornhill in 2018, and they were struggling with what to do in the center of the roundabout. They didn't have any design. Roundabouts sometimes just have gravel in the middle or cobble, or sometimes they get landscaped. I also knew that we were really lacking in public art in the Northwest at that time, specifically in First Nations art in Terrace. We really don't have very many installations. There's a few. But it seemed obvious to me that as you come into this intersection, which has Kitimat, the home of the Haisla, to the south, and Tsimshian, Kitsum Kalum people to the west, and Kitsis people to the east, and Niska people to the north, that we needed to put a marker there that represented the First Nations people of the region. And we also wanted to represent the salmon, which are the lifeblood, specifically for the First Nations people of the region.
What was the name of this sculpture of this project?
So we're very blessed to have the late Mel Bevan gift us the name Shugiget. Translates roughly to the people have found a new way of doing things.
A few people had kind of commented about the location, you know, concerns of vandalism or, you know.
We have had people express concerns about interactions of traffic and the artwork. The Ministry of Transportation is quite happy to have something interesting in a roundabout. And there's actually studies that say it makes the roundabout a little safer because people tend to go around a little more slowly. You know, and the way the roundabouts are constructed, you would have to work really hard to drive into the middle of that roundabout. And I don't see that happening. Yeah. Ministry of Transportation is really happy with having this installation there. And their prime responsibility is to create safe driving conditions for the public. And I trust them entirely in their decision to allow this piece of work to go in.
Any ideas to when installation will take place for
Well, we're still working on that. We had just had our first meeting with the artist last week, and we're just trying to work through a schedule. But we're hoping that maybe the fall of next year we could have it all installed at the end of September. But that's not a firm deadline yet.
How did you choose your artists for this project?
I knew the folks at Frida Diesing and had worked with them on occasion and really admired their work. Dempsey Bob, of course, is one of Canada's most talented First Nations artists, and he pointed me in the direction of Stan. Really happy to be working with Stan. And I also knew Roderick Brown and Mike Sorochin through other projects and kind of envisioned that we would be strongest with a collaborative process, which our community needs more of. And these folks are all really talented artists, and I knew this was not going to be too difficult for them, and they'll rise to the occasion.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.